1824, a very interesting election. You can see no parties. Remember, parties had disappeared. But that doesn't mean that you don't have factions and you don't have people disagreeing. There was an effort to select Crawford, William Crawford, who was Treasury Secretary. He was supposed to be the heir apparent, just as Jefferson had picked Madison, sort of, and Madison had picked Monroe. So Crawford was selected. He had a debilitating stroke, which made him not exactly the best candidate. And so instead, what you find is regional candidates emerging. For example, here's John Quincy Adams. You can see where his support is. He's from Massachusetts, and his support is all New England and New York. Virtually no support elsewhere. You have Henry Clay, who had been one of these war hawks in Kentucky, and his support is basically the Ohio River Valley. A lot of support in Indiana and Illinois as well, but a base of support here. You have Crawford, despite his stroke, still getting votes in Virginia and Georgia. That's no surprise. He was from Georgia, and Virginia had been the sort of seat of this almost dynastic or aristocratic politics that preceded them. The interesting individual here, the one who you can see on the map here who sort of escapes this regional pattern, is Andrew Jackson, who is a completely new kind of politician.